Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Ken Timmerman comes to my broadcast table to discuss with me political events setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Ken and I will discuss Hezbollah recognized as being more dangerous than Islamic State. The Prime Minister of Israel says that Israel is the bulwark to keep Iran from controlling the entire Middle East and ultimately the world. And then we'll talk about a reason why Iran will go nuclear. Now, those are the stories we'll cover with Ken Timmerman right here at my broadcast table on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. This scenario that we will be talking about is a part of an alignment of nations from God's Word that indicate there will be a group of nations coming together, forming a coalition to go against the Jewish state of Israel. Those passages of Scripture that deal with that alignment and even name the nations involved can be found in the Bible, Ezekiel chapter 38, Daniel chapter 11, and the book of Psalms chapter 83. This alignment of nations begins at the start of the seven-year tribulation period. It'll be all over within 6 months, according to the prophet Ezekiel. And then there will be additional states throughout the seven-year period of time that will align themselves against the Jewish state, trying to wipe them off the face of the earth. And that culminates when all the nations of the world come together, when Satan, the false prophet, and Antichrist endeavor to gather all the nations of the world into Jerusalem for the ultimate destruction of the Jewish state. That's what my five-hour audio series on CD talks about as we look at the end-time scenario, which unfolds during the time of the tribulation period, a seven-year period of time, which Jesus Christ referred to as a time of wars and rumors of wars, nation against nation, and kingdoms against kingdoms. You need to have a copy of this five-hour audio series entitled Alignment of the Nations. It'll help you to better understand how Scripture foretold this over 2,000 years ago, and we're seeing all of this come better into focus as we continue to move towards the time of the rapture, the tribulation period, and the return of Jesus Christ. Go to my prophecy bookstore, prophecytoday.com, and make your purchase of Alignment of the Nations. It will assist your study of Bible prophecy. Ken Timmerman, when I called him to make contact, he was right on the phone. So he got a busy day, but let me get this in. So, Ken, let's get underway with the information. There was an article that you have written. It's in Frontline Magazine. I want to start with that because we like to know what our broadcast partners are doing in addition to our radio broadcast. And I believe the title of it, Obama's War is Upon Us, referring to us here in the United States. Talk to me about that article.
Well, that's right, Jimmy, and thank you for mentioning it. Front Page Magazine is a pretty amazing place run by David Horowitz, a former leftist and a secular Jew who has embraced the conservative movement and become one of its leading lights. And I've been writing there for a number of years about strategic issues. You know, Donald Trump has got this way of giving everybody a nickname, you know, from Crooked Hillary to Little Rocket Man, who at one point actually became his best friend. So I am wondering whether he's going to call the next war that crosses the Middle East, that encompasses the entire Middle East, Obama's war, because he should. This is a war led by Iran, spearheaded by Iran, that really was put into place. All the pieces were put into place by Obama during the 8 years of his presidency when he essentially treated the mullahs in Tehran who were building nuclear weapons as friends and Israelis who are building homes for Jewish people in their capital, Jerusalem, as enemies. And during those 8 years, the Iranians expanded militarily. They got a $150 billion windfall, as we know from the Iran nuclear deal. They got $1.9 billion in cash sent on an airplane in 2016 in pallets in the dead of night, probably in violation of U.S. law, to get hostages out from Iran. He has done many different things to embolden the mullahs in Tehran to aid their expansion, to create this Shiite crescent around the Middle East. And I believe that the signs are there now, the military signs, the strategic signs on the ground, to suggest that the Iranians are eager to launch a region-wide war. That would also include the United States.
I've got a follow-up question, and I'll mention it in just a moment, but let me remind you, everybody, that's a very important read that you should be involved in this weekend. Front Page Magazine is the key magazine where you can find the article, but it'll also be on my homepage, and we'll post the article that our good broadcast partner Ken Timmerman has written. But this next question follows up on that. And it's another opinion piece. I wanted to see what your thoughts were about it. Why Iran may go nuclear? Now, that's kind of a question that says, hey, Iran is going, here's why.
Well, the logic being used by this writer, who I do not know, by the way, is that Iran's ambiguous nuclear policy today is not serving their interest. It is not helping them strategically, whereas if they openly declared themselves a nuclear power, they would be in a better strategic position. They could exercise nuclear deterrence against both the United States and Israel. I frankly think that's a bit of a stretch, and I'm not quite sure the mullahs think in those terms. They don't think like us. They don't think in terms of deterrence. They think in terms of their long-term goal, which is to impose Islam on the world and to be the head of a new Islamic caliphate. We've spoken many times on this program about the implicit competition between Iran, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia, each of whom wants to be the head of a worldwide Islamic caliphate. But the Iranians are very active in this, and the Turks are very active in this. The Saudis much less so today. And so I believe that the Iranians see nuclear weapons as something that they can ultimately introduce as a terror weapon without attribution back to them. And if they are a declared nuclear weapon state, they no longer have that option. The Iranian regime likes to act sneakily behind your back to stick the knife in when you're not looking and then claim it was their neighbor who did it. They cannot do that if they are a declared nuclear weapon
state. Absolutely. I think, and I love the statement made by Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. He said Israel is the bulwark against Iran taking over the entire Middle East and then ultimately the entire world. I think that's pretty much on target.
Well, that's right. Again, Israel is the bulwark against Obama's war. You know, Israel is the only one standing on the front lines. We are with them in Syria, but Israel is the only one who is really facing Iran on the front lines on a daily basis. Those Iranian-supplied missiles from Gaza, aimed at Israel. Iranian-supplied missiles in Lebanon, aimed at Israel. Iranian-supplied missiles in Syria, controlled by Hezbollah and other groups, all aimed at Israel. So Israel is clearly the target. Netanyahu also said this past week, he said, you know, remember who's the big Satan, the United States, and who is the small Satan, Israel. We just happen to be closer. And that's a very, very significant statement. You know, it sounds almost trite, but it's so very true. Israel is closer to Iran. They might be the little Satan, but they're right there on the front lines, and they are the ones restraining Iranian actions, not the Russians. The Russians used to be restraining them, and since the shootdown of the Russian plane by the Syrians in September, Putin is no longer restraining Iran in Syria, and this is a really big shift in strategy.
Yes, it is, and coming out of the Middle East, this headline, Russia has given Iran and Hezbollah, two of the players you just mentioned, the S-300 missile shield, which would kind of curtail some possibilities that Israel might have in being that bulwark.
Well, so this is a big deal, and this is the type of thing that is happening now on the ground in Syria. The Russians, who before had been restraining Iran, restraining Hezbollah, who had been talking to Israel on a regular basis, they had a hotline where the Israelis would call up the Russian military just before they would attack a site in Syria and say, hey, we're on our way, please stand down your missile defense, and they would. Today, that's not happening. That's over. That period is over, and the Russians have said, okay, we're going to transfer control of the air defense missiles to the Syrians, and here just this past week, they've moved an entire battalion of these S-300 missiles. And, I mean, we're talking about 50 to 70 missiles times eight, okay? So 400, over 400 missiles in a battalion of launchers. They moved them from western Syria into eastern Syria, where U.S. troops are stationed on the ground, and where both the U.S. Air Force and the Israelis have been pounding targets, not just ISIS targets on the ground, but also Hezbollah. Now Hezbollah has this shield provided by Russia.
On this broadcast, Ken and I have talked often about Islamic State and supposedly the demise, which I don't believe is quite true. However, there's news coming now that an evaluation, Hezbollah, which Ken's been talking about, is as dangerous or more dangerous than Islamic State. You agree with that?
I do. It's a pretty significant statement made by a pretty significant person, the number two man at the State Department, John Sullivan. He's the Deputy Secretary of State right under Mike Pompeo. He was meeting with counterterrorism ministers from all across the Western Hemisphere, so from Argentina, from Paraguay, from Brazil, etc. They all got together to talk about terrorism and what they can do to prevent terrorist operations. And he said, look, you know, Hezbollah is all over Latin America, and they're using Latin America as a base, first to penetrate the United States, but they're also carrying out terrorist attacks in Argentina and other countries in Latin America itself, which is why he called them more dangerous. The U.S. has arrested a number of Hezbollah operatives coming in from either Brazil or Argentina or Paraguay or other places. They've arrested them in Miami. They've arrested them in Detroit. And these are people who are working together with the drug cartels. So they're moving drugs into the United States and using the money to purchase weapons and explosives. So Hezbollah is actively inside the United States, operationally inside the United States, in a way that the Islamic State would like to be, but does not have the organizational skills to accomplish.
By the way, that reminds me, I've got an idea. Maybe I ought to try to push it. Let's put a wall up there at the border.
That would be a novel proposal, wouldn't it, Jimmy?
Yeah, it sure would. And we don't have time to talk about it. We need to talk about it possibly next week. Friends, you've been listening to Ken Timmerman. Go to my website, prophecytoday.com. Look at his article that we've posted there. It's Obama's War is on Us. The United States, I believe he's talking about, but you and me anyway. And Ken, thank you so very much. Great up-to-date report. We need this type of information. So thank you, and we'll have another conversation next week, buddy.
Well, God bless, Jimmy.
A very up-to-date report from Ken Timmerman, helping us to understand the belief of world leaders that if Iran gets a nuclear weapon of mass destruction, they will have the possibility of taking over the entire Middle East and possibly the entire world. That's the Iranian game plan for today and into the near future. However, Bible prophecy says that Iran will only be a partner in this alignment of nations, which is foretold in Ezekiel chapter 38, That's where we find out the nations which will move against the Jewish state and try to take over control of the world. However, Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 18, through chapter 39, verse 6, reveals that alignment, including Iran, will be wiped off the face of the earth themselves along with other nations that align with Iran. And this happens within 6 months of the time that this coalition endeavors to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. God's plan, the scenario that we've been discussing, will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.